Myself, Neeraj Shukla. I'm working as a guest faculty in SOS Computer Science and Applications, Jeevan University, Gwalior. So today I am going to take an audio lecture on, we can say on JDBC topic, which comes under the Java programming language. So all the students of MCA fourth semester, please go through this lecture, and which may be helpful in your further studies. Okay, students, so now we start another topic of JDBC. Here what we have done is we have tried to know the steps which are required to required to write our code, or we can say we have to follow these steps to write our Java code. So discussed here what are the steps are available for establishing a connection to database by our Java programming code. So first step is we mainly have some 4 to 5 steps that we have to follow. So first step is load the driver or register the driver with the driver manager class. This is our very first class, very first step that we have to follow. Okay, another step is after loading or registering the driver, second step is establishing a session to database. It means get the Java SQL connection type of object. So here actually we get the connection object type. Another step is after getting a connection object, we have to require a platform through which we can communicate, or we can send our send our query. Okay, so for getting platform, we have to require another object, that is statement type of object. So in third step, we have to try to find a statement type of object. Fourth step is after getting the statement type of object, we have to execute our query, which may be categorized into two type, like select query or non-select query. Okay, so this will be discussed later on. Now the final step is after execute querying, the final step is now close the connection. So these are the some basic steps that we have to follow for establishing a connection to database. Okay, so now we for the detailed understanding of these steps, so we take an example of a programming example. We take a programming example, so we can easily understand how we can done these steps. Okay, so what we need to do is first we have to import and package, as we previously discussed, that is Java API already provided us. So first we import a package Java SQL. So first line of our code is import java.sql.star. Here star means all the available classes and interfaces are included your class. Okay, second, now declare your class, which is your custom class, your user defined class. So it may have any name that you give. So after declaring your class, now provide main method so your program can be executed. After declaring main method, inside the main method you have to follow the steps that we just discussed these steps. So we follow one by one and we try to discuss in detail that what the mean of each and every steps. So first, as we know, first our step is register the driver or load the driver. So here our code is driver manager dot register the driver. So here driver manager is a class, and register driver is a method which takes as one input, that is the driver name or type of driver, which driver you want to use, like type 1, type 2, type 1, that we take as an argument of this method, register the driver method, that takes the argument of our driver. So what happens, the instance of this driver can be created. Internally, the above steps results in creation of driver class info instance and various driver class info in a form of vector. Okay, so here actually what we done, we have get to connection. So for getting connection, we have a next step is we have to call next method of driver manager, call driver manager class, that is get connection. So what the get connection does is it takes three argument as an input. First is URL of the driver which you have to previously registered, and second argument is database username, and third argument is database password. Okay, so here is your line of code is connection con equal to driver manager dot get connection, first argument as a URL, second argument database password name, and third argument is a database password name. So if we talked about the internal functionality of these steps is all the drivers which are stored in the vector that we all done in previous step. So here what is done, it again check is made whether the driver URL which we provide in get connection method is belongs to driver instance or not. Then only the URL can be accepted. So to this, internally accept URL method is called, and this method is declared in the java.sql.driver interface. So once the URL accepted, connect method of java.sql.driver interface is invoked. As the result, we get the connection type. If the URL is not met, is send the error message. Okay, so here we done two steps. First we registered our driver, second is we get the connection object by calling the get connection method of driver manager class. After getting the connection object, we required a platform. So for that, what we have to done, we have to call another method which belongs to connection class. So for that we have to call the method create statement. So here we have to write code statement st equal to con dot create statement. So con is the reference of connection class which we previously done, and create statement is method of that class that gave us another object which is type statement type of object. Basically it's a platform for executing our query. So statement is used to submit SQL query where we have the following methods. So for our executing our queries, we have three methods. First one is execute query, second one is execute update which takes as argument query which is type of a string, and another is execute that what we have three type of query. First one is execute query, another one is execute update, and third one is only execute. Execute query is used to submit select query, means that takes some data from the database, so it's a select type of query. And execute update method is used to non-select query, like it is either it may use for structure of database or it may be inserting some data in database. So syntax of the here in this method is execute update which takes as argument of string SQL query. Another method is only execute. It takes an argument which type of this argument is string. So benefit of this method is it can be used both type of queries, like select queries or non-select queries. Return type of this method is Boolean. It means true or false, whether the query is executed or not. Return type of, if we talked about return type of execute update, it is integer. And if we talked about return type of execute query, the return type is a result set. Okay, so here I think we are done with all these steps for establishing our connection with database. So I hope this is this lecture will be useful for your further studies. And now we try to another lecture for solving some topics which we discussed here, like result set and all. So that we seen in another lecture. Okay, thank you, students.